Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The name Stephen Kwan keeps coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I heard Boomer and Geo talking about it this morning as it pertains to the Mets. I guess Heyman alluded that maybe he would be a fit for the Mets. He's not a fit for the Mets. Like, he's a good ball player. So anybody, any good ball player, you'd find a way to make it work. The Mets need a real center fielder. Kwan's not that, and you're not moving Brandon Nimmo. However, BT, he is a perfect fit for the Yankees. A perfect fit. A guy that puts the bat on the ball. A guy that can, get this, I know this is foreign to Yankee fans, actually be a leadoff hitter. If I would, and you got him under control, it's not like he's costing a ton.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that, look, if the Yankees aren't going to be sellers, and we agree that they're probably not going to be sellers, right? Matter of fact, I was talking about this with Martino. Remember yesterday I said I asked him a question that he kind of alluded to.
Yeah.
Being
the soft, like the soft.
Well yeah, but he kind of alluded in his answer was more like if Cashman and the front office had their way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's more of a chance that they would be sellers, but the ownership would be mm-hmm. like, no, we're not doing that. No mm-hmm. way. We have Judge. We're in it. Okay, fair enough. So if the owners and then the front office, as a byproduct of that, saying, okay, well, we're not going to be sellers. Well, then you might as well buy. And why not? And I'm just throwing this out there. Either Dominguez or Spencer Jones for Kwan. Like, that to me is the type of move you could be making. You're getting a known commodity, an all-star player now that would be your surefire leadoff hitter, provide you with something you really don't have enough of, a real ball player, put the bat on the ball, field his position well, all that stuff, leadoff, pencil him in front of Judge, boom, Kwan Judge, postseason, ready to go. Like, what's the harm in giving up either? And I don't know if Cleveland will want either. I don't know if they'd want both. I don't know if they want more. But the idea of moving on from Dominguez and or Spencer Jones, to me, that would be a better fit for the Yankees now trying to buy and go win a championship.
The name Kwan's coming up a lot. I've always liked Kwan. He's the kind of guy who gets off the bus, and even if he goes 0 for 4 in October, he's going to do something that could help his team win. He's going to make a dive and play. He's going to cut a ball off in the gap. He's going to throw somebody out on the bases. He's going to beat out an infield whatever,
yeah, right.
And steal the base. Score from first on a double. An energy guy. I really like him. I was just looking up his money here. So he is under contract for
two
a couple
more years,
of years.
Right?
Yeah, very well. The 26th season, and then two more, and then earliest free agency would be 2028. Obviously, you're dealing with arbitration next year. Made $4.5 million this year, which is peanuts. I mean, he's making less than a couple of the Yankees are right now. I mean, Goldschmidt's making $12.5 million. Griffin's making.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Five. So right now, Kwan's making less than Grisham. Not a center fielder. Does finally address the leadoff spot, something we would love to see Volpe eventually ascend to, but that's not happening right now.
And a big league left fielder. Instead of, there's this thought, it's like, oh, well, you can't give up on Dominguez. And I'm not saying you kick him to the curb. What I'm saying, or Spencer Jones right now, I'm not giving up on him. Maybe I'd rather give up Spencer Jones, certainly, than Dominguez because of the potential. But at some point, if the Yankees are good, don't halfway it. Don't give me the, well, we're not going to sell because we're the Yankees. But we're going to be soft buyers. No, if Kwan is available, a clear, good fit for them, a guy who's going to hit with a high average, play a solid left field. You don't have to worry about him being on skates or trepid out there in left field.
No.
And you pencil him to your leadoff spot. Look at that lineup. He'd be a great fit. So you have to give up Dominguez for him. Big deal. You got a player that's coming back that's under control, or Spencer Jones or whatever. I don't even know if Cleveland would want that. I'd assume that would be... If you're going to trade a player like Kwan, the return has got to be something
It could be Schlittler.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's going to be one of those big names. There's no doubt about it. Kwan's an established big time, not big time, but good player.
So would I do Schlittler and Spencer Jones for Kwan?
Both? Absolutely. Oh, there's no way I'm doing both.
Dude,
I don't think that you have to do.
No way.
Are you out of your mind?
Why?
Schlittler's filthy. I'm not giving both.
He's filthy?
Dude, he throws 100 miles an hour. Let the kid get adjusted to the major leagues.
Oh, see, this is what I mean. You want, okay, then you want to cross the board. Good, let's see where he gets you.
But it's not, well, I got you. That's the risk that you take. But it's not like I haven't laid eyes on him. Like,
the guy, Kwan's a two-time All-Star.
I understand
that. Schwindler's a nothing. Well, he's a nobody. No, he's done nothing. He's done nothing. Who? He throws the ball hard. Great, he throws the ball hard. Like, you could get another pitcher. You got Luis Gil coming back. You have Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Luis Gil coming back. Do you need Schwindler? Is Schwindler going to even factor into the Yankees?
Well, but hold on a second. Do you trust Rodon? The answer right now is no in a big spot. We've always said, you've said that before me, and I agree now. Right. We've seen enough evidence. So when we list, like, it's easy to say, well, you got Fried, you got Gil coming back, you got Rodon. But when you bring, and Fried's fantastic, put him in his own separate category, but Rodon is very... very hard to trust here, and Luis Gil's done it once. I mean, rookie of the year, phenomenal.
Oh, understood.
But you know, it's basically all because he hasn't thrown a pitch yet. I know he's pitching this weekend,
and
he threw
yesterday.
He throws 100. All I'm saying is, I will give him up. I'm not giving you both. Like, I
but then you're not going to get him.
Maybe I don't do it.
He's a two-time All-Star that's under control.
Take Dominguez and a lower level guy. I can't give you Dominguez and Schlittler or Jones and Schlittler. Now, that's just how I would operate
with that. And that's how the Yankees probably would operate, and that's why they are what they are. Always half-weighing it. By the way, they didn't want to trade Volpe years ago. How's that worked out
for them? Yeah, but it doesn't mean if they do it again that they'll be wrong again.
You'd be getting a bona fide all-star right now.
Understood.
Like Jason Dominguez, the Martian, all the hype. Spencer Jones, all the hype. You wish that one of those two guys could do what Kwan has done the last two seasons.
Well, I mean, listen, Dominguez, if he ever pops, is going to do things that Kwan can't do in his sleep in terms of home runs. And also,
but they don't need that right now.
I get it. But, and with Judge out, you're losing, you know, you won last night. Like, the offense has been very sporadic, understood. But let's not get this thing twisted. The reason why the Yankees have really stunk for the past 50 or 60 games, they have not caught the baseball very well at all, and their middle relief has come in with a gas can and a fire and a match. So they've made it a lot worse. Now, Dominguez has been a little part of that breakdown on defense, but it's been primarily Anthony Volpe, a little bit of third base before they got Ryan McMahon, and even Ben
Understood,
Rice a little bit of first base. I mean, so it's not like
Kwan is an all-star and a gold glover.
I like him.
But think about it. An all-star,
yep.
A gold glover, and a leadoff hitter.
I get it.
Those are like the Yankees have been dying for somebody like that. You put him in left field, he's a perfect fit and a perfect complement with Bellinger, with Judge, with Stan. Now, I'm assuming Judge is going to come back healthy. Obviously, if he doesn't, all bets are off. But even with that, Kwan is a player that's not a rental. It's not just for now. He is a bona fide star, a well-rounded, all-star, gold-glove baseball player that is going to hit leadoff for you for the next 5-6 years.
Big fan. But you got to understand this. Anything that the Yankees do, and I don't mind this. I know the Yankees get knocked around a lot, and they brought a lot of this on their own with making the same mistakes. Understood. And I've led the charge. Years ago, I was saying, I hope this thing bleeds out and hemorrhages out so that they can move on from Cashman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to protect the Yankees, but the one thing that the Yankees do in terms of incorporating into their thought process, and I don't disagree with this, is, all right, it's not just a short-sighted anything, not about Kwan, anybody, any potential move. Not just about today, but it's also about, okay, what does this do for tomorrow? Let's say they trade, I'm just going to give you, I'll give you Schlittler and Dominguez. Let's say that gets it done. Now, what does that do for the rest of the team? Judge is not young, and Judge right now, he's amazing. You're going to need some power at some point. So that's why I don't really want to give up Spencer Jones, because I think he could be a primary power source.
By the way, you might not have to. Here's what I'll say. Like, I'm just saying, if you ask me that trade, if the Guardians pose that trade to me and I'm the Yankees, I'm doing it. But you might not have to give up both.
That's a lot.
I don't know what it's – well, not for Kwan, it's not. I don't know what it's
going to do. He's not Ramirez. I mean, he's good. He's not Jose Ramirez hitting 30 bombs. I mean, Kwan's good.
This doesn't make any sense.
He's good.
You love Bellinger.
He's hitting 286,
Sal. You didn't like Soto. 286? What are the Yankees batting
at? No, I understand that, but his OPS the last 3 years is 756.
But they don't need
that. You're not talking about Manny Ramirez coming up with the Indians.
Yeah, but you don't need that. The Yankees had that in Judge. Like, I'm trying to put a ball club
together.
He's
got 9 home runs, 11 steals. I like him.
How many Spencer Jones and Dominguez have combined home runs this year? In the big leagues.
Okay, 12, no, 7, 8, whatever it is. Can you give Spencer Jones a chance?
So big bad Spencer Jones and big bad Martian Jason Dominguez together in the big leagues this year don't even have as many home runs as Kwan, who's not a home run hitter in the big leagues. And you don't want him.
But that's not a good parallel, dude, because Spencer Jones leads the minors at home runs.
Yeah, exactly.
All of the minor leagues.
You don't think Kwan makes this team better
now? I'm not saying that. If he stepped on the field tonight, the Yankees are automatically a better baseball team. I'm not disputing that. All I'm saying is what you've got to give up. I still calculate that. Well, I'm not. I mean, I'll give up Dominguez, but I'm not giving you both. And, if you want Schlittler and some, outside of Lombard, some high A prospect that's a position player, take him.
Yeah.
I can't give you both. Schlittler throws 100.
Yeah. Okay, he throws 100. Big deal.
But he's got filthy stuff, Sal. It's just, I mean, it's not just he throws. I mean, Eric Plunk back in the days to throw gas. This guy is highly thought of.
Nobody has talked about Schlittler at all. For 3, 4, 5 years, I never heard his name.
He hasn't been in the system for 3, 4, 5. He pitched at Northeastern. Yeah. He just got drafted a couple years back. He's been around 5 years.
But
5 years ago, he was pitching in the Atlantic 10.
Nobody mentioned him until he comes up here the other whatever it was.
Two, three stars.
And now he can't be touched.
But then you watch him pitch. He averages 98.7 on his fastball. That's the highest average fastball of any Yankee starter the whole year. He did it his first start.
Maybe there's somebody in the minors, the Guardians. Well, I don't even know if they want Schlittler.
You just want Kwan on the Yankees.
Yes!
I do, too.
But you have to give to get.
I'll give you Dominguez, or I'm not giving you both.
Oh, maybe they want Dominguez and a lower-level pitcher, or a different pitcher. Who, by the way, could be better than Schlittler. Like, my point is, we see Schlittler now. Schlittler, you can't move him. He throws 100. Yeah, big deal, he throws 100. I see it get hit. Like, I don't know. He could be good. He could not. I'm not asking to give up Luis Gil. I mean, that to me would be a little more different. You give up Luis Gil.
I would almost rather give up Gil.
Then Schlittler?
Yeah, I want to give a peel for Tucker.
Well, I guarantee
now, Tucker's obviously better than Kwan. Yeah. But, I mean, he's pitched once. Not been healthy.
All I'm saying is, if Kwan is available, and it seems like he might be.
Oh, Toronto's on his heels. Toronto might want to try to get him, too.
Yeah.
They're going to trade him, I think.
He would be the perfect fit for the Yankees. They didn't need Suarez, who's going to hit 30 home runs. They have that. They need a gold glove leadoff hitter that's going to get on base and hit with a high average. That is Kwan. He would fit them perfectly. I don't know what it's going to take to get him.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot.
I agree. All I'm saying is, and again, I think I like him more than you. I really like him. But again, let's not hijack what the man's been doing. He's not coming out here hitting 315. He's hitting 285. And that's good because usually the leadoff hitter for the Yankees is hitting 230 and 240. Understood. Upgrade on the bases. Defensively, leadoff hitter. Check. Addressed. He's young. He's controllable. I'm not giving you everything you want. That's all I'm saying. But I like the player.